4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:58 p.m.
Oh, one of the most fascinating aspects of Hello Kitty. An incorrect time. The actual time, right now, as I speak, is 1930 UTC. And that's everybody's favorite time around here. Why? Because it's time for... The Dubious Goals Committee! Woohoo! Yeah, once again, 1930 happens every day, whether I like it or not. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm very proud of that fact, and all 2002 episodes that we have now done. But I just noticed something. It got quiet. I'm not hearing crazy noise. Okay, we got to go see what's going on. I was awakened once again this morning by loud pneumatic hammers in my driveway at, 7 a.m. After going to bed at about 3:30 a.m., getting all of 4 hours of sleep. And there was lots of loud noises going on just until seconds ago. Oh, the big truck is gone. Oh, well, see, I was going to go outside and say, let's listen to the noise. But I think it's windy, and I don't know what's going on. At some point in time yesterday afternoon, and this was probably around 4 p.m.-ish, they poured my driveway apron. About, I guess it was actually a couple hours after Dubious Goals Committee ended. And I was actually napping. I had eaten, and I was feeling tired because I had to get up at God knows when in the morning because of all of the stuff that they were doing out here. And they were relatively quiet in the late afternoon, so I decided to sleep. And I got up about 90 minutes later. And, wow. And here we are. Okay, so what is going on here? Yes, they have poured my apron. It looks like I can actually drive out of here now. Shannon, my neighbor, his apron is poured. They're doing a little bit work up the street. They've got the bobcats running around. Hey, it's a little breezy out here. And they're putting concrete forms in the driveways across the street. And it looks like they've got a big slab they still need to pour on the street on the other side of the... No, they tore that up. That was already poured. For some reason, they had to tear something up that was already... Okay, yeah, whatever. Oh, and here's a hilarious development. Apparently, there is some kind of mechanical problem with one of the bobcats. The bobcat repair guy just showed up. This is awesome. Let's see what's in my mailbox. Ooh, a Valpak and nothing else. But the Valpak says, ooh, look inside. A $100 check could be in this envelope. Yes, it's real. Yeah, I know all about your real. So let's go back inside. Ooh, I've got better stuff to do. So this means I might be able to leave my house tonight. I'm probably going to have to figure if that's blocked that way, then I'm... Okay, so I'll just drive down there, go around the block, drive up the street, and then blah, I can go to the store. Because guess what? I've got plenty of food and stuff, but I'm running low on waffles. Got plenty of pepperoni, had pepperoni and waffles just 30 minutes ago, and it was delicious. But I only have two more waffles. That means I can have pepperoni and waffles for breakfast tomorrow, and I better have some new waffles by the time any of that else goes down and blah, blah, blah. So now I'm just standing here. Why am I standing here? Oh, hi. As I walk into the living room, who's this? Hi. Who's on top of the stairs? It's Fluffy Bedingins. Hey, you just going to smell my fingers? Okay, yeah, I went outside to grab the mail. All right, so let's see what the cat's doing. No, we don't want to see what the cat's doing. What we got to do first is come back downstairs. Yeah, another real super organized dubious goals committee episode today. What we need to do is to drink some tea. So I'm going to pour the last of the tea into my teacup. I can't wait to drink it. What is it? It's Da Hong Pao. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now it's gone. We drank all of the Da Hong Pao. Well, at least all of the Da Hong Pao that we made yesterday. So now, what does it all mean? It means that we need to make some tea. And here's some water that's heating up that I put on before the show started. But it is not boiling yet. And now I can't get the lid. Yeah, hi. Now I can't get the lid off the teapot. There we go. Yes, you're a baby. Pippa has arrived and has seemed to have forgotten that I already gave her fresh kitty water in the kitty cup. So let's open up the Valpak to see, one, if we got the check for $100, which I do not care about at all, or see if we got any good coupons. Lots of terrible pizza, Krispy Kreme. Ugh, yeah, can't give those terrible pieces of crap away. Why do people think Krispy Kreme and donuts are good? They're the worst things I've ever eaten. Well, the worst things I've ever eaten, you know, in the donut category. Oh, here's a coupon for Fat Brain Toys, 15% off. Wait, I thought the store closed. Where is it? Oh, no, they moved out to Village Point. Can't be bothered. Here's a free pancake coupon, car stuff, more windows. How many window things are there? That's usually what we do. And the checks, and all I want is my damn Harbor Freight coupon. Oh, Omaha Steaks. What deal do we have today? $129 for four filet mignons. Forget it. It's all junk. And one package triple trim tenderloin tips, pork chops, ground beef, scalloped potatoes. No, your business is called Omaha Steaks. I do not need you to try to sell me scalloped potatoes, caramel apple tartlets, or signature seasoning. Oh, yule. All I want is my Harbor Freight coupon. Where's my damn Harbor Freight coupon? Okay. You're not going to give me a Harbor Freight coupon? Fine. Into the trash it goes. Yeah, hi, baby, hi. What is it? Well, you are such a good baby. Yes, everybody loves you. Yes, you're loved, Baby Bedingins. Well, what is it that you want? Do you want me to pick you up and put you on the counter? Do you want kitty elevator? Do you want kitty elevator? Here, let's decalate it. Kitty elevator going up. Okay, there's my cat on the kitchen counter, looking out the windows, seeing what's going on. All right, that's cats for you. They will do cat stuff. And this water is trying to boil, but it's not quite there yet. It's going to be soon. So what kind of tea are we going to make today? Well, regular committee members will remember that about a week or so ago, I did buy some new teas, and I bought, it was about like 2 weeks ago, but I went to my local store, and I bought some teas, and I bought that Long Jing, I bought something else that we're not going to talk about for a while, and then I bought this lovely canister, half a jean of Golden Bridge Jiguan Yin. Yes, it's going to be Iron Goddess of Mercy Day. And it's in a really neat sort of cardboard can, except I'm probably going to need some knife to open it. So I'll step over here, get the knife, and then I'll just run it through these seals. I don't want to rip them. I just want to make them look cool. If I could save them, I would. I love paper ephemera. All right. Open the tea. Oh, and inside the thing is a vacuum packed. Whoa! Look at this. It's like a green foil vacuum packed brick of tea. Oh, and I like it. Wowzer, wowzer. And it says 1725 on it. Oh, I'm sure it says some more stuff, but I can't read it. But I gotta take that sweatshirt off. It is hot in here with this boiling water. And what else are we gonna do about this? How the hell am I supposed to open this, etc. With a knife. Tobe knifes it open. Let's air into the package. Oh, and the beautiful smell creeps out. Wait, we gotta dump the old tea out of the tea filter. Man, probably should rinse it out. Okay, we're good. All right, we'll throw the filter into the teapot. And now, somehow, we gotta get some tea. Maybe this wasn't the best way to open this, Tobe. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We'll never know. Put the tea in the teapot filter thingy. Yeah, that's enough. Okay, so, yeah, maybe this wasn't the best way to open this. Because now how are we going to close it? Well, like this. Shove it back into the can. And seal it with its airtight lid. There we go. Yeah, okay, that'll be fine. And while we were doing all of that, the water began to boil. So, yeah, regular committee members know what happens next. We turn the heat off, we put the lid over here, and then we execute the one-handed pour. And here we go. Well, nope, nope, nope. Get it back down. Okay, so we need to rearrange our strategic heat shield / tea towel, and then we can one-handed pour. That wasn't so great, because I did manage to spill about, 30 milliliters of water all over the counter. Nobody cares, because it is just water. Put the knife back where we found it, and we are going to pull it. Wow, those tea leaves opened up pretty fast. Pretty damn fast. Oh, that smell. Wow, there's a slightly different floral quality to this one than the other one I've been drinking. And what does that remind? What flowers is that? Is that, that's not lilac. That's, I don't know. But it smells unbelievably good. We're going to put the lid on the teapot. I guess we can put the tea back in the cabinet, because the cat is on the counter. And the tea is sitting precariously close to the edge. And you know how much cats like to knock things off of counters. Oh, and as I look out my window, I can see the bobcat technician working on one of the bobcats. So that's pretty exciting. And I just want to come back downstairs here. And let's find our handy dandy teacup here. Let's get crazy.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah, that's great and all, lady, but I want to drink this tea, so let's pour it into the cup. Oh, look at it. Oh, yeah, it is very Iron Goddess of Mercy looking. And the bouquet. I can't get over this. This is... it's like... What? I recognize that scent, but what is that? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is pretty good. This is a little bit different than the other stuff that I have. It's very... I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's very delicious. Oh, it's like, okay, first of all, when it comes to the flavors, I would say it is more balanced than the other one I have. It's, wow, it's, not one particular aspect really jumps out. You get this blend of flavors that you can't quite put together. But it's very Chaguan-yin-y. I mean, it's got that sort of grassiness without being high in carotene, and it's got this slight... that slight sort of... I don't want to say beans. It's more like... Yum, yum, yum. It's almost like sweet potato. Yeah. It's like yam. It's like a sweet potato that has Swiss cheese on it? There's kind of a creamy sort of aspect to this that sort of gives the impression of milk or cheese, but not milk. It's more like, no, like baby Swiss, but yeah, I don't know. And besides, you don't care. All you need to know is this Chaguan-yin is pretty awesome, and I'm enjoying it a great deal. I'm wondering what would go well with this. Obviously, graham crackers. I love to eat graham crackers and drink tea. I don't know why. A lot of people think, oh, no, you got to eat shortbread. You got to eat shortbread when you drink it. No. What you need is graham crackers. But if I didn't have any graham crackers, what else would I want to...
I would like to buy...
Yeah, a hamburger. We know. This isn't something that needs to keep coming up. We already know that we would like to buy a hamburger. Should be very clear to everyone. But anyway... This new, wow, what was that? There's a weird fruitiness. It's not citrus fruit. It's not deciduous fruit. It's, what is that? It's not like pears. It's not like, regardless. But I'm finding this tea to be quite inspiring. And what do I feel like doing? I would not like to buy a hamburger. Although I do need to figure out what I'm going to eat for lunch at some point. Right now, I think we need to turn on synthesizers. Now, wait a minute. What is that sound? I turned the power on. Wait a minute. Is that outside? Am I just hearing this through the headphones? Oh, you probably can't hear it, so... We don't need to worry about it. Okay, so what do we got? What do we got going on here today in synthesizer land? Well, last night I was... Uh, I was working on some stuff. And what was I working on? Well, this thing that you're about to hear, but I don't know what to think about this. I sort of got to this point, and once again, I was like, well, what am I going to do with this? What's the point? Blah, blah, blah. So I created a drum beat. I started off with a drum beat, and I don't know. I guess you can hear it. It's basically sounds like this. Is this ready? Well, there's some bink bonk 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 in there, but you get the picture. And I have done a little bit of tweaky McDeaky on this bad boy. There we go. Woohoo! Got us a little triangle dingy dingy bell there. And basically, we have created a couple of bars of very much whatever. And I don't even know how to start this. Let's just make something up here. And of course, we have a failure because I forgot to plug the clock back in. Oh, good job, Tobe. You want to try that again? Okay, fine. What did I do? Kind of messed up one of those transitions a little bit, but nobody noticed, right? Nobody noticed. Except that was right when my cat also, actually the cat didn't show up until like 10 seconds later, but Pippa then decided to walk over here, had to play some kind of weird kitty limbo game, or I don't know what this game is for cats, but she had, you should have seen this, she had to walk over all of the synths and all of the cables, and she was placing her legs between cables and just doing all this stupid crap, she went into the bathroom. What are you doing? Because synth cat. Because, oh, kitties need to play synthesizer. Oh, this tea is good. Right, so I have that little, I don't know, theme, that leitmotif. It's not much of anything. It's not even really a leitmotif. Maybe it's a dark motif. That would explain a lot. So I got this funny little groove, and it's pretty groovy. It's dope as hell, you got to admit. And, but yeah, what do you do with it? You can't get into it. You can't get out of it. It makes no sense. What do you do with something like this? I don't know. And as much as I wanted to spend the rest of my life dawless, I might actually have to record some of this stuff and then chop it up, you know, in software to make it do something. But I don't know. The funny thing is it used to be that, you know, writing arrangements was my favorite thing to do. I couldn't wait to get all the parts finished so that I could do the fun part of doing the arrangement and creating arrangements and, oh, I think I need to make a remix of this. And yeah, no, you don't. But nowadays, I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to start and stop a song. I just want to assemble the bits, let the groove ride, and then get the hell out of Dodge. You know what I'm saying? Does this make sense to anybody? Is this just me? I don't know. Go with something like this, right? what do you do with it? It's just sort of this one note wig out, just let's rock up and down, but I don't know what to do with this. I'll probably think of something. Because synthesizers, yeah, they're so fun. But I always recommend that you stay modular, or at least semi-modular, and beware of the influence of Eurorack enthusiasts. They are out there. They are out there, and they're looking for your USD American dollar of money. And you'll have to buy your little thing in a kit, and then you'll have to solder it together. And then you'll have to listen every day at 1930 UTC to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. Pay attention. Oh my God. My name is Tobe. This committee meeting is over and I declare it closed because I think I'm going to go drive somewhere, so bye-bye. Woo.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.